Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
James McAvoy, hi.
How you doing, man? You all right?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, cracking. Thank you.
Congratulations on Speak No Evil. It's absolutely amazing. And I'm kind of intrigued by Paddy, your character, and also I think justifiably terrified of him. But he's just intensity incarnate in anything he does, right?
Yeah, yeah. He intensely enjoys his day.
Mm.
And he intensely, look, if they're his food, if the other couple are his food, then he enjoys playing with his food intensely. I think that's one of the attractive things about him for somebody like Ben, who's struggling to like raise a smile in his life, let alone raise anything else in his relationship. And watching this guy who might be intense, might be toxic, might be like alpha masculine nonsense, all that, but this guy is able to enjoy his life. He's happy. And he's got the kind of love with his wife that we all dream about. So even though you've got these good guys who've got the kind of crap love life and crap love that you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy, but which is all too recognizable, I think, in modern society. And then you've got these bad people who've got the kind of love that you can only dream about. You know what
exactly.
I mean? And that juxtaposition was really exciting to play with.
Yeah, there's so many divides. There's American British, there's urban rural, there's the uptight, as you said, and then the raw, you know, emotions. It's what the whole story's about.
Yeah, it's about conflict. There is conflict.
Yeah.
But, it's about, do you know what, I think it's about social compliance and it's about the social contract. And what is that social contract? Like we all have to sacrifice the animal inside us that wants to kill and take and steal and be selfish so that we can pay our taxes and be safe. And
be
we
safe.
All agree not to hurt each other. And we walk down the street with a certain sense of safety. That's the social contract. Paddy and Kira, they did not sign this contract.
No.
They've never seen it. If they did, they ripped it up, chucked it in the fire and pissed in it. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So like, they're for themselves. And there's a certain sort of, there's a fantasy that like, oh, wouldn't it be great to just like not have to comply to all the social norms and conforms and just let loose and be like the animal again. And there's so much, there's a beauty in that. But if everybody did that, there'd be a million Paddies and Kiras in the world.
Yeah, that probably
would be
isn't
a disaster.
Isn't the greatest idea. Yeah. And such a wonderfully uncomfortable watch because of all those things you just explained. Like it's heading and teetering towards this chaotic, you know, climax. But in the cinema, you could feel around with the collective watch that like everyone was getting edgier and edgier. It's such a cinema movie, I think, this.
It's a really good cinema movie. I was lucky enough to watch it with a crowd in San Diego last night or the night before? Night before last. And getting to watch them, like, weirdly, like, laughing a lot as well, because there's a lot of comedy in it, but, like, screaming, shouting, like, getting so tense. And the whole, like, first hour of the film is like, it's like they're drawing a bow.
That's
it's like
right.
The director's drawing a bow, and it's like, by the time you get to that first hour over, it's either the arrow's going to get loosed or the bow's going to snap and then everything just explodes. But watching it with an audience in this day and age when we've come out of COVID and we've come out of the streamers, well, we're not coming out, but the streamers are so important, so that means people are watching at home so much more. Actually having that communal experience, which was so vocal, and American audiences are particularly vocal, and I love that about them. But getting to sit in that room and like watching all these moments land and hearing the response was brilliant. But yeah, you're right. As a communal cinema experience, this film is really good. But I think horror quite often is.
It does.
Blumhouse movies.
Yeah.
Blumhouse movies are some of the best for it.
Definitely. And listen, before I go, you worked obviously with Michael Fassbender and X-Men and Scots and Irish. Like I said, it's a wonderful combination pretty much in any situation. Have you any other Irish acting BFFs that we need to know about?
Who else do I hang out with these Irish actors? No, I don't think... Oh God, listen, if I've got any Irish pals here that are going like, oh, ho, James McAvoy, what the hell?
Probably someone you see at a Celtic game or something like that, I'd say.
Well, listen, on this film, we were blessed with an amazing Irish actor, Aisling Francoisi, who's just... She's incredible,
amazing.
And she's so good in this film. But she's got my favourite bit in the film, where... and it sort of slips under the radar a little bit, but when our son is throwing a football... And he's throwing it at like an American football and he throws it really badly. And she just goes, oh, God, he's rubbish. She just says it so under her breath. And it's just like, you do feel like that as parents sometimes.
Oh, listen,
we've all had that. I was just like, oh, God.
Oh, for God's sake, yeah.
It's my favourite bit of the film, I think.
That's amazing. Look, thank you so much, James. Congratulations on this movie. Speak No Evil is wonderful.
Thanks,
and appreciate talking to you today.
Thank you. Cheers.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.